Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. It is the Spiritual Breakfast. This is our interview segment with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab Damat Barakatuhu. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Our topic today is the future of the Middle East. Mufti Saab, please tell us about the future of the Middle East. Previously, we've been discussing Palestine, but the whole Middle East, what is the future?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 16th of Jumad al-Ula 1446 in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, Palestine, South Africa, and 95% of the world's countries and cities. So that's a great, great thing, mashallah. Let's come to our topic. First, get our terminologies right. In Arabic, the Middle East is called Al-Mashriqul Awsat or Al-Sharqul Awsat. That's how you understand it in the Arabic language. If you study Urdu, then they call it Mashriq-e-Wusta. So people sometimes use the Urdu for the Arabic and the Arabic for the Urdu. That's wrong, obviously. If we're speaking Arabic, Al-Mashriqul Awsat or Al-Sharqul Awsat. And if we are speaking in Urdu, then Mashriq-e-Wusta. Just like United Nations, so in Arabic it will be Al-Umamul Muttahida. In Arabic. And in Urdu, it will be Aqwam-e-Muttahida. So they also, people sometimes confuse and blow their fuses in the process. There they get confused which one is Arabic and which one is Urdu. Let's start with Saudi Arabia. That is our markaz, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, and so forth and so on. When will it happen? We don't know. It can happen in 2025, 2026, 2027. Allah Jalla Wala alone knows. But one thing we are sure about. When the Khalifa passes away and dies, and it points in the direction of King Salman, so... it points in the direction of King Salman. When he dies, then Hazrat Mahdi will be in Madinah Munawwara, and he will be a low profile person at that time. Then he will go to Makkah Mukarramah, and when he goes to Makkah Mukarramah, there the Abadal and the pious people of Iraq and so will recognize him. They will take the oath of allegiance, bay'ah, on his hand right by the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafah. So if we just pause there for a moment, three things we should understand. The Saudi government and Saudi regime started in 1932, 23rd September. And now this is what they are trying to do. You must remember, this past weekend with Mosimul Riyadh, the season, Riyadh season, you saw what they did. They made a replica of the Kaaba and the ladies half naked and all that. 100% murtad they are. And woman shakka fi kufrihi, who got shak regarding this person, MBS, and Turki Sheikh, the Minister of Entertainment, then that person himself is a murtad. So we must be very clear, Quran has spoken of these things in this type of verses, in this type of issues. Chapter number 9, Surah Tawbah, verses 65-66. وَلَا إِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُودُ وَنَلَّبْدِ. Said, no, we were just playing, joking, entertainment. قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَرْزِئُونَ. You make a mockery of Almighty Allah. You make a mockery of the verses of Almighty Allah, of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا. Don't excite excuses. Now, قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِمَانِكُمْ. You have become non-Muslim after you had Iman. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verses 65-66. So why is he doing it? So he wants the expo to come there, 2030, vision. They call it رُؤْيَةُ إِشْرِين وَثَلَاثِين in Arabic, vision 2030. He wants the World Cup to come there in 2034. So he feels the more he tramples on Islam and the more he shows the world that Saudi Arabia is a very progressive country and not a conservative and orthodox country and so forth. So remember that that is how he will win the votes and so forth. But everything he will lose, inshallah, before that. Allah has his own systems, remember. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. The thing the Saudi Kufar regime, we have to call them Kufar in this day and this age. I'm speaking of the government. So is they fear the emergence of Hazrat Mahdi, Zuhur and Mahdi, because once he comes, their government falls flat. So therefore, you will hardly find anybody speaking about it and so forth and so on. And therefore, they input that fear and instill the fear in the hearts and minds of people and so forth. They don't get involved in politics and so forth and so on and so. So definitely, the time is up for the Saudi regime, and we make the dua openly on the radio. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud kama ahlakta ada wa Thamud. So things will start from there already. First Hazrat Mahdi will come, and then remember the people will take the oath of allegiance. Open Abu Dawood, there's a whole chapter on that. Open Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad, various ahadith on that. So, and we must not confuse issues. One is the Shia Mahdi. We discussed that he's non-existent. One is the Christians, what they say. One is the Qadianis, what they say. We're not speaking of that. We're speaking of what we believe in. So, his name will be my name. His father's name will be my father's name. Ismuhu yuwatiu ismi, wa ismu abihi yuwatiu ismi abi, like that. And he will come when the world is filled with Zoran wa Zura, Muliati dunya, that the world will be filled. You can see today the murder, mayhem, genocide, chaos in Gaza, Palestine, all that. And the Westerners, the whiteys, and them all siding with Israel, the rogue apartheid regime. So nevertheless, so there the change will start. He will try and bring about some semblance of unity in the rank and file of the Ummah. Today we are rudderless. Not one country you can say there's unity, Muslims where Muslims are, whether it's Muslim majority or minority and so forth and so on. And everywhere there are big problems. Then will come Dajjal. You see, so from Medina, Mecca, now you come to Palestine. So between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, so Dajjal. Now this is what the Jutlas are waiting for. They say they want their leader to come, their leader to come. So their leader is Dajjal. So therefore, the biggest deceiver is translated as Antichrist. So between, so he'll come and do whatever he has to do. 40 days, the first year will be like 1 year. Second day will be like 1 month. Third day will be like 1 week. And fourth day will then be the normal days and nights. So after that, between Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, he, Isa alayhi salam, Jesus. So the chronological order is Hazrat Mahdi, then Khuruj al-Dajjal, and then the Nuzul Isa, the second coming of Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, in Damascus. So he will be traveling downwards also to come towards Palestine. And then you will see there between Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, and remember Tel Aviv, there's a place called Lud, Lam Dal Bibabil Lud, L-O-D in English. And then Nabi Isa alayhi salam will kill him. And then remember, Ba'da Nuzul Isa alayhi salam, there will be only two choices, Imma al-Islam wa Imma al-Saif. Either you embrace Islam or either we wage war against you. There won't be no third option. And all this is enshrined in the noble Quran and is mentioned in the Sunnah Mubarakah as well. But today Muslims are very scared to speak the truth and so forth and so on. So Almighty Allah states, wa im min ahli kitabi illa layu'minanna bihi qabla mawti. There won't be a person of the people of the book, the Jews or Christians, but definitely they will surely bring iman in future. Qabla mawtihi, qabla mawti Isa, before Nabi Isa alayhi salam's death. So this verse shows us 100 masail that he's alive, he's there in the heavens and skies, he's being nourished, sustained by Almighty Allah. Nuzul Isa will take place, and then they will have that remember option. And wa yawm al qiyamati yakunu alayhim shahida, on the day of justice he will bear testimony against them, not for them, because those who stayed on kufr and their blasphemy, Trinity, three is one and one is three. So all this here, if you want in detail, go open Surah 4, Surah Nisa, and verses number 156, 157, 158, and all that 159, you will find it there. So we need to be very clear on all these issues as well. Right, so now we discuss about Medina, we discuss about Makkah, we discuss about Damascus, we discuss about Palestine and so forth. Then you come, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah wrote a wonderful book, one of the best books, the Manaqib and the Fadail of Sham. So the Sham is very, very important. The Levant, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made special dua for them, Levant, your Jordan, your Syria, your Palestine, your Lebanon, all these things here. So the Jutlas want to extend and expand. But remember, even today they killed the media chief, that Afif or whatever his name, and so forth. Remember that, and they're very proud about it. But alhamdulillah, we say Shias are kuffar, but at the same time, what they are doing is better than the Sunni countries. You take Saudi, Emirates, and you take all this Jordan, Egypt, Bahrain, Morocco. You know, Emirates now, they're flying 8 flights a week. Minimum, fly Dubai, from Emirates Dubai right to Tel Aviv. The only airline that's flying so often, remember. No airline flies so often there. So all this shows you that they're preparing for the Trump administration, and they want to show Trump how loyal they are and so forth. They forgot about their loyalty conveniently to Almighty Allah, to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Islam and so forth and so on. So all this is a big puzzle, a jigsaw, and now we have to put everything in place and understand how things will unfold in the new Middle East and so forth. Then as far as Gaza goes, all these haramis, the Americans and the Israelis and the Europeans and the Arab tenpot dictators, murtads, Oulad of Iblis and Khabis and Shaitans they are. So remember that they say they will finance it. So you can't finance nothing. Victory is for the Palestinians, victory is for the Muslims and so forth. This is all part of the divine plan. The Jutlas themselves, 2 million have left already Israel, and they're very small. Whole world, they got 20 million plus minus. In occupied Palestine, in Israel is 8, 9, 10 million maximum. So if 2 million are gone already, that tells you 20-25% of the population is gone. So it shows that what great damage is done. Their hotels, 90% are empty. And how many people are injured, wounded in their army, soldiers and so forth. And 600 more graves they had to sort out for their soldiers. That also the celebrated soldiers, not the small guys. So a lot of issues there are. But to draw the attention of our listeners, you see the problem with the Ummah today is we don't read Quran. We wait for Ramadan and then we just read. But what is the message of the Quran? Who got time for that today? The ulama don't have time, so what do you explain? Majority ulama don't read. How many a time they'll contact us and say, please give me a lecture on Palestine. Give me this, give me that. And so you must remember, because we're not reading ourselves. Surah Bani Israel, if you study Tirmidhi Sharif, Albani, Sheikh Albani said the hadith is sahih. If you study Surah Bani Israel, Sheikh Albani said his hadith is sahih. Every night, meaning most nights, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would read the whole Surah Bani Israel at night, after Maghrib, after Isha. Today we silent on that because we know it's a long surah. So he'll ask Mulsa, when last you read it? You see? So easy surah, tabarak alladhi, that we'll say 30 ayats finish in class. Now who's going to read Surah Bani Israel and all that, the beginning of the 17 Jews, beginning of the 15 15th Surah, you understand? The 17th Surah, chapter 17, and this beginning of 15th Surah, 15 Juz. So, but chapter 17, it comprises 111 verses. You see that? So, it's more than half a para, half a Juz, and so forth. So, like that, it is difficult. But now for me and you, for our purpose, there are two verses. We must understand that. This morning also I looked at the kitab. So remember, haqa'iqul Qur'aniya hawla qadiyatil Falastiniya. What does the Quran Sharif say regarding the Palestinian issue? People say, no, these verses are finished, it's gone. Quran is not a book of history. Quran is a living book for all times, all places, all circumstances. Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah, they asked him, these planes and these rockets and these missiles and all that, is mentioned in the Quran? He said, yes. So subhanallah, the youngster said, where is it mentioned? So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about wal khayla, wal bigala, wal hamira, litarkabuha wazina. Allah speaks about the means of conveyance. You have the horse, horses, you have the mule, you have the donkeys, all that. Then Allah says, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, and Almighty Allah will create those things that you know not. And it's mentioned in what? In the present tense and future tense. So that is what makes the Quran Sharif so miraculous. It's there for all times, all places, all circumstances. It's not book of history and so forth. Go read Surah 16, Surah Nahl, the B, verse 8. Surah 16, verse 8. So here also, chapter 17, verse 104. Allah says, and this we sing in front of our eyes, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ, and when the final promise of Almighty Allah comes, remember that, جِئِنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفَا, we will bring you, the enemies of Islam and Muslims, we will bring you in groups and groups, in droves and droves, we will bring you there, to Majidul Aqsa, to the surroundings and so forth. So this is mentioned in Surah Bani Israel, chapter 17, verse 104. So the Americans are there, the British are there, Europeans are there, the Indians, Hindus are there, the Mushriks are there, and how many 60, 70 countries are there? So you make life easy for Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the Muslim army, and everybody also. So that is there. Then in the beginning of Surah Bani Israel, the beginning of the 15th Surah, 15 Juz, you find verse number 7, Allah uses the same words in the starting. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. There was فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. Here is فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ. They will continue smiting your faces and disfiguring your faces, defeating the Jews and the Jutlas and their supporters. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوا أَوَلَ مَرَّةِ. They will enter the Masjid, Masjid al-Aqsa, as they entered the first time. So now you see Jumma time, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, 50,000. It can accommodate 100,000, 200,000, but they just close the doors for whoever they want. So remember, they'll enter it as they entered it the first time via jihad and so forth. They got Uncle Sam, the American veto, so therefore they feel they can do whatever they want to the haramis. So the war criminals, Allah answers that as well. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْتَ تَبِيرًا, that Allah will crush your pride and arrogance to pieces and so forth. This morning's news I gave, you know, when I give the news, views, interviews, I said that some countries and many politicians are already calling for Israel, and they are for soccer team and all that. They must be kicked out of United Nations and expelled, like South Africa was expelled, so they should be expelled as well, and their soccer team should be expelled and kicked out from FIFA. So it shows that that is the real apartheid that is going on and so forth. So these are issues we must read and try and understand them, and then you will see how victory will come to the Muslimin and Muslimat. Bifadlillahi wa rahmati wa judi wa karamihi. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant them all victory. Allah decimate the enemy.
Mufti Saab, we see today's Russia and Ukraine war, it enters the 997th day. And for today, Palestine and the rogue regime is the 409th day. Will this war be, or genocide between Palestine and the rogue regime continue for as long as Russia and Ukraine?
No. You must remember from today, there's a new turn there. Today is day 997. Is that correct?
Si.
All right. So it's day 997. So Biden is a donkey, you know that. He's genocide and so forth and so, and all of them. So Biden got now, today, what's the date today? So we say 18th of November. So you got December, January. By 20th, he's out, finished. He got 2 months left. So he realizes Putin is giving Ukraine a good threshing and their millions and billions of dollars meant nothing. So from today and yesterday, they gave them permission to use that heavy missiles and rockets and so forth that can go right into Russia and right up to Moscow and so forth. So what you think, Putin is going to accept it? So Putin is ready. He told them, I got my nuclear ready, and he's got the most nuclear in the world. I got my submarines ready and so forth. So this is just to save face, because when he comes, Trump, he don't want all this nonsense here. He say, Ukraine, you go to hell. The land occupied by Russia, just leave it by Russia, and that's a peace plan. And we're not going to give you any money. We're not going to give you any, you must remember, arms. So what Ukraine going to do then? Europeans can't do that. If they speak too much, Russia switch off the gas. It did it already to Austria and all that already. So then they finish and so forth. So because they only got 2 months left, so therefore the really heavy weapons are going in, so that they want to cause. But if they escalate it too much, then remember it can go into another world war and a very big conflict in. Because remember, then with Russia is Iran, North Korea, and many other countries, African countries, have switched their allegiance from America to Russia and so forth. So therefore, it will never go on that much there. This side here, you must remember, today is day number 409 or something.
Che.
Yeah, so I give it every day. So you must remember that when you see that, so he wants everything to be finished. That is Trump, you see. And what they're going to do, this is what I think. They say the biggest stumbling block in this whole peace process, as they called it, is he, Bibi Netanyahu. So now he'll put pressure on the courts there that you have to get rid of Netanyahu, and you arrest him, put him in prison, do whatever you want to, and he's out of the system before I come in. Or when I come in, he's a lame duck. You see that? Mm-hmm. So once he's out, his party falls, they have elections, hostages come back, Palestinians get some hostages, and then they will start something. Everything will be tilted in favor of Israel. But we believe, Inna Allah Mawlana wa la Mawla lakum. Allah is our helper, our protector, and so forth and something. You must remember one thing about Trump. Trump does not want American money to be spent anywhere outside beside Israel. See that? So you must remember that. Yes, to collect money, he will go. You watch. He'll go to MBS. He'll go here, there, all that. Make not million. We'll make billion dollars. And he will pocket million. You know, commission. And who's there to ask him? He's the president of USA and so forth and so on. So it'll be a win-win situation. But till these guys are there, Ben-Gvir, Smotrich, and BB, then they know that they can't move forward. So we have to eliminate them and so forth. So it's a matter of 2 months and so forth, and thereafter. Therefore, if you see the tactic and strategy used by Israel nowadays is to attack every day 50, 100 children, men, women, and most of them are children. Mm. It's deliberately an attack on the children of Palestine and so forth. We believe they all shuhada, they're going to Jannat al-Firdaus, but the donkeys and idiots don't realize that the more you kill, you are building up the resistance more and more and more. You kill my father, you kill my mother, you think I'm going to keep quiet. The day I get the gun, the day I get the knife, the day I get any weapon, I shoot you dead, I injure you. That is a normal response, because you want all these things, yeah, and we will never condemn them, we'll condone it. We say openly, one settler, one bullet, and every person is a legitimate target there in Israel. John Levy wrote in one of his articles, we all are settlers here. So those settlers who are with the government, so remember, they will be legitimate target. Those who are against the government, and at least like Gideon Levy, Amira Hess, and all of them, at least they write some things of fairness and justice and so forth. So we're grateful to them for that. But we must understand the whole landscape, all these Arab Tanpur dictators and your kings, your king of Jordan, your king of Bahrain, your king of Morocco, and the Harami, Sheikh Sisi, the Pharaoh there in Egypt, all will fall. You must remember that. There'll be a global revolution against all of them. Their armies, nobody will be able to help them, because the system of Almighty Allah is such, He gives them istidraj, and then He punishes them. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. See, in front of us it happened. In 1983, Margaret Thatcher said, you see, our people don't read. Margaret Thatcher said in 83, she said the ANC is dreaming of coming into power. 10, 11 years later, Mandela is president. So they think that Saudi Arabia and Emirates and those guys and Egypt, Jordan, very, they're nobody powerful. They're all artificial powerful, remember. Once that revolution starts, so finish, you must remember. So we saw it, what happened in South Africa. You saw it in other countries and so forth. So the biggest people you have to fear are Iran. Iran are biggest shaitans, you must remember that. The Gurkachor, you see that? The enemy within. So therefore, Sheikhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah used to say they are worse than the Jews and Christians. Remember that for us as true Muslims. So that is what you have to keep on watching and so forth. But things will get better, inshallah, and the whole Mashriqul Awsat, Sharqul Awsat, Middle East will turn for the better once all these haramis and murtads and the traitors are eliminated. So that is what we must learn and make dua. Allah give them hidayat, and if there's no hidayat and guidance for them, Almighty Allah eliminate them and destroy and decimate them with their oil and their money and everything.
Ameen, ameen. Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.